It is Caitlin, Gemma. I think your microphones are on, right?
So,
here. Talk a little bit. Let's do that sound check. Keep on talking.
Check, one, two.
There we go. And we're going to put this right in front of that guitar. There we go. What's your deal? What's your deal?
What's my deal?
What's your deal?
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter. Grew up in northern Nevada.
Where? Elko?
No. Guess. No. I'm from Virginia City, Nevada.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Which is possibly really, one of the strangest places you could be from.
No, but that's more like central Nevada, though, isn't it? Like, they call it northern Nevada because it's not Vegas.
Yeah. Well, it's by Reno, so.
I used to live in Reno.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Nice.
I got out.
You got out. You were one of the lucky ones.
Well, no, I wasn't raised there. My brother was raised there. But I like Reno a lot, actually. I think Reno's a totally underrated town. Would you agree with that?
I think it's fun to visit for a few days, but I don't know. I can't talk. I shouldn't talk crap.
Don't talk smack. Virginia City is badass, though. Wooden sidewalks. How many people got murdered on the streets that you grew up? Like, on the actual street you grew up in, how many people got murdered on that street?
Well, that's not one of the facts I've really just, like, kept in my brain, but I have no idea. They have like, fake gunfights and that kind of thing.
They celebrate gunplay in Virginia City.
Yeah, absolutely do.
Yeah. You are playing tonight with John Craigie.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, thank you.
At the Playhouse, and it's going to be really fun. Be there 8 p.m. sharp. I'm going to open up. And then there's going to be another band. I think their name is Moon Pine. And it's going to be the three of us, and it's going to be a great time.
All right. Well, let's start with the song, and then I'm going to ask you probably the exact same questions I asked our last guest.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to start with this song. This song is called Rivers and Streams. It's from my second album that I just released this past June. And it's off this... The album's called Lick the Moons. Rivers and streams have all reached the willow trees, yet all rise up. But the day hasn't yet sunk in like it did in my lips, yet all pressed up. With the uprise of the tides wasn't she's fine for a girl of my size, but I'm gonna ride. When the rivers rise, oh, baby, I'm right. Rise, Baby, I'm right.
Gemma live on K-Hom. For the first time, right?
For the very first time.
How long have you lived in Humboldt?
2 years.
Why here? What brought you here from Virginia City?
I kind of moved around a little bit, and then I started going to school at HSU because I was like in their environmental studies program, which reminds me, I'm supposed to make a shout out to CCAT.
Shout out to CCAT. Did you live there? Live there?
No, I just have friends there.
I love the sea cat.
But I do live at the farmhouse, so I'm going to shout out to them, too.
Wait, what's the farmhouse?
We're a bunch of hippies that live on an acre, and we are a community, and grow food and have a good time.
Sounds like you've got it figured out.
Yeah.
We're hippies.
Pretty dialed in.
We live in a community.
Duh.
Where's the farmhouse? Where is the farmhouse?
It's in the Arcata Bottoms. Yeah.
What kind of food do you grow?
We have a lot of awesome stuff growing right now. We have quinoa, which is really exciting.
You're growing quinoa in the bottoms?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's looking great.
Oh, you're stoked.
So stoked.
Now we don't have to worry about, you know, what is the concern in the quinoa communities and, like, the Andes, like, that the quinoa boom is, like, destroying the culture of, like, indigenous Andeans or something like that?
It absolutely is, yeah.
Now we can just destroy the bottoms instead and leave them alone. It's fantastic news.
It's a very cynical way to look at it, but what? I suppose I'm sorry. So.
It does sound cynical when I put it like that. That's very true. We're diversifying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of booms, Virginia City, which I'm instantly obsessed with now that I'm thinking about it, Comstock Lode, right? That's a big deal. That was a massive silver mine underneath the town in which you grew up. And that town got to be like as big as Arcata. Now there's like less than 1,000 people there, right?
Yeah. It's now just a tourist town, but there's just crazy history there, and Ghostbusters comes there and like goes through the haunted buildings and
wait. Real Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
They bust?
Yeah.
Like the song, Ray Parker. Bustin' makes me feel good. You've heard the song, I know you have.
Yep.
Seriously?
I have.
So it's a haunted town?
It's a super haunted town.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's that like growing up in a haunted town?
I mean, it's kind of just like a strange place because it's so touristy and gimmicky. It's good to come back and like visit it and kind of learn more about the history without being completely immersed in it all the time. But it's an interesting place to just acquire some stories and learn about that way of life.
The gunplay way of life.
Yeah.
Let's do another song, Caitlin, Gemma, and
Okay,
K-Home
well, since
studio.
We're talking about Nevada, I'm going to do this song about Nevada I wrote off my first album. And this is called Home Means the Hills. Or the first album is called Home Means the Hills. This song is called Home Means Nevada. Sage is blooming, hiding a rattler in the ground. Bare pines are whispering, selling secrets to the town. I bet you when she's mad, you'll hear some thunder south. Sound of her crying out some coyote. take me lonely highway to Nevada, she is my home. And I've been needing rest, I find it on this road. Take me lonely highway to Nevada, she is my home. Turns a golden amber when the day is melted down. Don't want her to remember me by these chains that I found. Yeah, free me from these decisions I've been making, bad ones I know. If only she wasn't so far away with the wild mares I'd run.
Who's your friend again? You have a friend here. Do you live in the hippie farmhouse?
No.
No.
She's visiting.
Caitlin Gemma is who you're listening to. She's here in the studio playing tomorrow, John Craigie at the Playhouse. That's going to be so fun. Have you played with John before? Do you know?
Yeah, John did harmonica on my second album. So we're good friends. I don't know if we've ever actually played a show together, but I've been to his shows and he's been to mine, and now we're gonna collab. Oh wait, we did play a show together. It was not in Arcata though. It was in Orange County. So this is gonna be a really good time. And John's great.
He puts
singer songwriter.
Yeah, his music is so good, and then his stage banter is hilarious.
Oh yeah,
it's a fun time.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Great show.
Nobody likes questions about songwriting process. So here we go. Okay, so I listen to, I think you and I probably listen to a lot of similar stuff. And you hear these turns of phrase in American folk and Americana music that you don't hear on the street. You said you've been feeling lost and you know not where to go. That is not a thing that a person would say. I am here on the plaza. And I'm trying to get to class, and I know not where to go. Where is that a deliberate thing, or does the meter of that phrase just work better for you? How do you wind up with these old-timey?
I remember when I was learning writing skills at a young age, I remember them talking about alliteration. And so I use a lot of alliteration in poetry and songwriting because it just has a certain flow to it that sounds a lot sweeter than just regular talking, I guess.
Well, I understand that you wouldn't say, I'm feeling lost, and I can't get 4G because Google Maps won't connect. Like, I don't get that, but like it would seem like you would say, I'm feeling lost and I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
And then you write that down on paper, and then you write down no not where to go, and you go, okay, well, no not alliterates better than don't know.
Yeah.
That's some nuance.
Yeah.
What's it like being talented?
Everybody's talented. I don't know. I'm not really even sure where it comes from exactly, but I did grow up writing poetry since I was a really young person, and really appreciated poetry for that reason of just like putting kind of strange sounding words together or whatever. And
do you ever hear anybody say like for two instead of so I? Like, you'll hear, like, for Gillian two. Welch say, like, you know, and I went down to the church for to pray.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. But nobody would say, I went up to Wildberries for to get myself a smoothie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although.
Well, maybe, like, that's what's so magical about songs and poetry is that it's different than a regular speaking. So, but I know what you're saying. But I think that's what makes it special.
Let's do one more. What do you want to send us out with?
I shall send you out with this song. It's called Chicago. It's on my first song on the new album. And thank
before
you,
you start it, can I ask you one final question?
Yes, you can.
Okay, because we've been kicking this around in the office today about like what's on people's MP3 players.
Oh.
Given that we have now heard two pieces of music from you, Caitlin, Gemma, what is the most surprising thing that's on your MP3 player?
I don't have an MP3 player.
Okay, well, what is like, what is an artist that you care for? That is completely incongruent with the music that you actually do.
Oh, incongruent with the music I do. Ooh, that's I really love Peruvian flute music.
Really?
Yes.
like Zamfir.
Yeah.
We're talking about the pan flute?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of that. And there's also, CD that Bella Fleck did. He went to Africa because the banjo is an African instrument traditionally.
That's a good CD.
And, you know what I'm talking about? Throw Down Your Heart.
Yeah.
So I guess that I really love,
jamming with kora players and stuff.
Yeah. I really love African music and South American flute music.
You like Wailapacha? You're at every Wailapacha show?
Yeah.
Those guys are good. All right. Caitlin, cool. Gemma, thanks
Thank
for stopping
so
by. What's it going to be here?
Chicago. Where the rain falling I've been going, I'm singing a traveler's tune about all the moving people from nowhere. I'm going with them somewhere soon, back east. Chicago in the spring, the snow is deep, not too deep for me, better believe it. Spread my wings as wide as a gold. I'll spread my wings as wide as a golden eagle. Thank you.
Thank you, Caitlin Gemma.
Aww.
It's nice to finally meet you,
yeah,
and thanks for coming
pleasure.
To the KHM studio. Tomorrow, Arcata Playhouse,
yeah.
John Craigie and you reunited.
And if you can't come this weekend, make sure you come to String Thing. Because I'm opening up for String Thing at the ATL on the 27th. And it's
going to
be a really good time.
Absinthe and their band of virtuosos, yourself
yes.
included.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Shout out to C-Cat. Shout out to the farmhouse. Shout out to quinoa. Can't believe we're growing quinoa on the bottoms. That is, I gotta look that up. I can't even imagine how that works. But if you're making it work, what's your acidity like? How's that soil?
It's pretty good, apparently. You know?
Right on.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Cheers.
Thanks. Caitlin Gemma, ask her about the Comstock load when you see her tomorrow, Arcata Playhouse.
Hi.